Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why Building Something Changes How You See Yourself. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs think they're building a business, but they're actually performing an identity experiment. And the businesses that survive are the ones where the founder becomes genuinely excited about who they're becoming in the process. Here's what I've learned after coaching hundreds of founders. Building something forces you to confront your real skills versus your imagined ones. There's fascinating research showing that 73% of successful entrepreneurs cite learning what I was actually good at as more valuable than their first revenue. Why? Because starting something is the fastest way to get brutally honest feedback about your capabilities and gaps. The mirror doesn't lie when customers are involved. But here's the deeper truth. Every entrepreneurial task rewires your internal story. When you send that first cold email, negotiate a contract, or solve a customer problem, you're not just doing business. You're collecting evidence that you're the type of person who does this. Identity follows action, not the other way around. We become what we repeatedly do. The real transformation happens when creation shifts you from consumer mindset to producer mindset. Instead of asking, "What do I want?" you start asking, "What value can I create?" This isn't just philosophical, it's neurological. Your brain literally rewires as you move from recipient to creator, changing how you see opportunities everywhere. Let me share a story. I watched my friend Sarah, a corporate accountant, start a weekend jewelry business. First month, she called herself someone trying to sell jewelry. Month three, after handling her first difficult customer and figuring out Instagram ads, she started saying, "I'm building a jewelry company." Month six, when a major retailer reached out, she said, "I'm a jewelry entrepreneur." Same person, but building something had given her permission to claim a new identity. The business grew because she grew into it. The revenue was just proof of her transformation. Here's what I want you to do. Pick one small thing you can build this week. A simple landing page, a mini course, a consulting offer, anything that requires you to move from consumer to creator. Don't focus on perfection or profit. Focus on the identity shift. Pay attention to how you introduce yourself before and after. Notice when you start using different words to describe what you do. That shift in self-description is actually the leading indicator of entrepreneurial success. The best side hustles don't just make money, they make you into someone who makes money. Start building and watch yourself become. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.